This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here as well, and Congressman Kevin Cramer, and our weekly talk radio town hall just a little bit early. So another half hour to go, and then Governor Jack Dalrymple will join us at the bottom of the hour. Your calls, your questions, and your comments are welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com if you'd like to email your questions and or comments as well. So get those in. Emailer, speaking of email, says, Scott, it's going to take longer than my lifetime to restore relations with Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. I know I'm not the only one, but I will never set foot on that reservation. I will not darken the doors of the Prairie Nights Casino as long as I live. I've been there several times a year, but the fools on the Standing Rock Reservation have literally burned their bridges. It's not just the riots, but the refusal to let the tribe vote on the Fighting Sioux nickname. Enough is enough. Can relations be restored with the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe?
Oh, relationships can always be restored, Scott. But reconciliation is more than restoring a relationship. It doesn't mean you relinquish responsibility or restitution for that responsibility. And that's, I think, what's frustrating a lot of people. If the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe thinks they have leverage now to sort of gain back what they lost, they're wrong. They don't have leverage. They've squandered all, whatever capital has been squandered. So to build the bridge that you've burned requires starting from scratch and rebuilding it. And
how do you do that?
Yeah.
I mean, here's one thing I'm thinking. I believe that Chairman Dave Archimbault and others see themselves as victims. As, you know, the state's against them, the federal government's against them, the oil company's against them, everybody's against them, right? I would argue they were able to further their cause in this case because of people walking on eggshells and not wanting to be seen as politically incorrect.
Oh, let me be clearer, Scott, and I know this is dangerous talk, but I don't hold back often. Victimhood is like an aspiration to them. That is their love, and I'm sorry, but you cannot litigate the Indian Wars of 300 years ago, on the backs of the oil and gas industry, or job creation, or modern technology, or anything else. You can't move forward while you're continually looking backwards. And so, to me, we've got to get in this whole country. And by the way, we're at a breaking point. Thank God Donald Trump won, because he, as much as anything, blew that whole thing up. Remember, he offended everybody. Nobody was special enough to be a victim of Donald Trump. He calls it like he sees it. And that's what America was hungry for. And so the day of somehow wringing your hands and playing the victim is over in America. This is the greatest country in the world where everybody has equal opportunity. Yes, I am the son of a rural electric lineman, and I've been under consideration to be the top energy guy in this country. It can be done, but you don't get to sort of whimper and whine and beg for, you know, victimhood, and somehow expect that that's going to lift you up.
Texter says, has Chairman Archibald apologized to you or to the people of Morton County and other folks locally? That would be a starting point for rebuilding any relationship with Standing Rock.
There's no question about that. And the reconciliation in Scripture begins with apologies. You know, I think that Texter has it right on point.
So, back to your point on victimhood. If you, as the congressman from North Dakota, sit down with the chairman of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and explain what you just said here, you believe the way forward in building the relationship would start with a recognition of the errors of the past and get to some, even ground, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And you say the victimhood has to go away. Are you being racist? as a congressman? Are you being, you know, are you denigrating? Because to me, that's what the starting point is. If you're going to build a relationship, to me, there is not a racist bone in my body, but people will see this as a racist statement. I think the only way you help Native American people, and look at the reservations. They're essentially third world countries. They clearly need the help, okay, to raise up a standard of living. You know, whenever I bring that up in the past, people say, hey, who are you to decide what's a good way to keep your house or your yard? You know, that's what they'll say. But my point is clearly, you know, there are examples where we can help people have a better standard of living. I don't believe you get there unless you have a recognition that victimhood is no way to live your life. Can you get to that point without being called or being
not if that's being perpetrated by your own leadership all the time. And that's a little bit of the problem, Scott. Paul Harvey used to always say self-governance without self-discipline leads to self-destruction. And so you don't get to, you know, be sovereign when it's handy, and then be a victim when it's handy, and be offended when it's handy, and then have leverage when it's handy in compete in the United States of America today. Now, that said, the country has a lot to apologize for as well. And I've always thought it was unfortunate that our nation has never issued a formal apology to Native Americans for our role in history. And part of that, and I've done that personally, but part of that is I think lawyers get too involved and everybody thinks, well, that's going to lead to some sort of liability. My gosh, reparations have been being paid for years and decades and centuries and probably will continue to be, but we can't just continue down this path.
Well, maybe we could start something in North Dakota and show the rest of the country how it's done. It'd be nice, but it takes leadership on both sides.
It does.
Absolutely, and a willingness to go there. Garrett and Bismarck next for Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead. Garrett, are you there?
Hey, Garrett.
Yes, I'm there. Hi, how are you guys?
Great.
Good, thanks.
Great. I was just wondering, I'd get your guys' opinion on something that was brought to my attention yesterday about these protesters and the fact that some of the other reason why we don't arrest them is because the first thing they do is ask for a public defender, and that's some of the problem because they're making the state go bankrupt because they know that they have that right.
I haven't heard that, but that certainly could be a problem. I mean, one of the problems, of course, is that the government pays for both the prosecution and the defense, you know, and then the housing and the food and everything else, and it can be obviously very expensive. So that's why you have some discretion at the prosecutorial end to determine, you know, whether it's worth it or not.
Yeah.
In fact, two individuals that were wanted turned themselves in this week, and it probably was for a free hotel, you know, room and board.
Right.
You know.
Right.
It's warm in those jails.
I have a neighbor that is on the front lines, has been on the front lines since that has started, and that was some of what they were talking about as far as the frustration with the law enforcement, too, is that these people are getting off because that is the first thing that they ask for, even though that they're being backed by big lawyers and stuff out east.
Right, yeah, the money was endless, so get arrested, get bailed out, go back, who cares, right? A few more arrests, I mean, it's a badge of honor, and, you know, not a detriment, this is their livelihood. You know, the more arrests they get, the more they get paid, probably, you know? I mean, so.
Right.
It does raise another interesting question, guys, and Garrett, I appreciate you bringing this up, because, you know, when you look at prosecutorial discretion. Often, you know, we have some prosecutors in this country who don't want to ever go after anybody unless they have an ironclad case. Well, defenders never suffer from that weakness. They'll defend anything against anybody, against the government every time. And sometimes you have to just go for it. Sometimes the prosecution is worth it, even if it's not successful in the end.
Appreciate the call, Garrett. Thank you very much. By the way, an update on that situation at Legacy High School in Bismarck. Now, the Bismarck police tell us they have a person in custody. They'll be issuing a formal statement later today. The high school still is in shelter in place, so that remains. But, you know, it's no longer a threat. The lockdown has been lifted, still in shelter in place. Students cannot leave the building, but the scene is secure. No threat to students or staff. That's the latest. Continuing on that breaking news story brought you earlier as well. One other bit of news we've just learned about, approximately 12:14 a.m. today, the Morton County Sheriff's Department received responded to a report of a possible house explosion north of Mandan along Highway 1806. Upon arrival, officials there found the house to be completely destroyed, but there was no fire. One female pronounced dead at the scene, a male and another female transported to a Bismarck hospital. The male was pronounced dead at the hospital. A neighbor called 911 to report the explosion.
The report I have, too, is that those were both 18-year-olds, and not been able to confirm that, but that's the report I've gotten on that, too.
It's a sad story. Martin County Sheriff's Department, Mandan Rural Fire and Metro Ambulance responded to that. Obviously, the identities there have been withheld. Pending notification of the family. Let's get the next question in here from Mike. I have to get the answer on the other side. Mike in Harwood, go ahead.
Hey, Scott, Congressman Kerner, thanks for taking my call. We've had a discussion ongoing at home about this Dakota Access Pipeline. You know, based on the fact that the Under River crossing was proved dire, they got so much of this pipeline done this summer and last year. Why did they wait till the end to do this part that goes under the river? I mean, obviously not knowing they're going to have to
protest. All right, Mike, hang on. Hang on if you wouldn't. We'll let you finish your question, and we'll get Kevin's answer after this. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Logan, Stark, Emmons, Ramsey, and Cavalier counties in North Dakota, and crop and hunting land auctions in Clay and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. They do that by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields and giving you choice at the pump. But come on inside for some great deals. All month long, Pizza Corner Pizza. All flavors, 2 for $11. Pop-Tarts, 2 for $1. Barrel of Fun, 8 and 10 ounce chips, 2 for $4. Combos, 79 cents each. Turtle Minis, $2.49 each. Tootsie Mini Bites, $1.09 each. And Deli Express, classic ham and cheese and traditional Italian sandwiches are only $2.99. PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better. And, of course, all day, every day, you get 4 items for $4. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 for $4, a great lunch or dinner, day or night, at PetroServe USA. And get registered for the $50,000 in giveaway. Every week they draw new names, so you have to register new. Every week at a PetroServe USA store near you, tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
100% grass-fed beef for your health. When comparing to commercial raised, they offer more good fats while cutting the bad. Antioxidant rich, including vitamin E and C, plus beta carotene. Free of added hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all of your fresh, non-cooked products, the only ingredient is 100% grass-fed beef. Go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to receive 30% off your order. Go to MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
We're back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hennen. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. Taking your calls in the talk radio town hall, the governor of North Dakota, for one final day tomorrow. we'll have a new governor. Doug Burgum tomorrow. Today, Jack Dalrymple will join us on the program coming up here in just a little bit, so we look forward to that. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow, and Christmas is upon us, folks, and I can't think of a better gift. Still time to get your MyPillow gifts for Christmas. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028, and here's the deal. The best premium offer ever. You got a four-pack special. That's four pillows for under $100. Two premium pillows. That's the best they sell. You don't get them in the stores. The one you see in the stores, little secret here for you, not so good. The ones that we send you direct from the factory, that's what I'm talking about. Premium. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $179, and they extend the money-back guarantee till March. So it's a great deal. 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Most important thing to your health, the most important thing to your health and your loved ones for gifts is what? Sleep. And the most important thing to your sleep is MyPillow. Okay, let's go back to Harwood, North Dakota. Did you have any more of your questions that we didn't get in, Mike, before we let Congressman Kramer answer that?
Not really. Just, I guess, you know, why it was... that access wasn't cut under the river, you know, earlier on.
Like the first thing, yeah.
Kind of the end of the, yeah.
Good. It's a good question. I mean, what you know, there's some chronology, obviously, to this. There are multiple crews that work on them, and they go, you know, they start one end and go to the other, and they'll start various places in the middle and work either toward each other or downstream. And in this particular case, the easement for going under the river was the one of the last things permitted. Now, there were something like 230 federal permits for water crossings on this whole pipeline. All of the rest have already been built. This one was the last one, but the permit, it was called a 408 permit, and that references the section of the law, 408, was issued. And, of course, the easement was drafted, and they were just sort of waiting on some last-minute paperwork or some last-minute stuff before they issued the easement, but they gave assurances to the company, they being the Corps, to the company that it would be issued. Well, then that's when... You know, that's when the president and others intervened.
The game is beginning.
So the game had begun. But at this point, this is why the full-blown EIS that they're requesting, even if it's done, if it's started and it's done, which means it'll be months, if not a year or more, before it's over, it's still going to be put in the same exact place. That's the irony of this. The pipeline is going right where they intend for it to go.
Answer your question,
yeah.
Mike?
Yeah, that was my understanding, because I had a number of friends of mine ask me, well, how could they start a project like this without all the approvals, and you know, I know about these kind of infrastructure started, nothing has started until everything is approved, so...
Or at least assured.
The poor media information that was out there.
But really, nothing's lost here in the company, right? Even if you say they have to wait, they're ultimately going to end up put in the same spot.
Yeah, that's right. Mike's point is an important one, though, because the company assumes some risk always in these long projects. Yeah. You have multiple states, multiple counties, you know, various townships have different, you know, jurisdictions and whatnot. That's why, you know, for a large gas pipeline, that's permitted by the federal government, PHMSA, not state by state.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call. Do you agree with Governor Dalrymple that the Dakota Access Pipeline advocated their, you know, sort of the defense of this whole thing and just kind of left it to you and the state and others?
I don't know that I'd go that far. I think that, remember that they're, when you're subject to one federal agency like they were, and realizing, of course, that they had these advocates, these greenie advocates right in the White House, they're trying hard not to irritate that single agency or that singular decision maker too. So they're walking a pretty fine line, Scott. So I understand their position, but could they have been more aggressive and earlier on in defending? Perhaps they could have. I'm not sure it would have made a difference.
Well, let's go next to Augie in Bismarck. There's a great name. Augie, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm thinking about our neighbors to the south, a sovereign nation, probably should be treated as a sovereign nation. When the legislature meets and they appropriate funds, I think hand them the bill to be paid for the damages done and subtract that from the appropriations that we're going to be sending south. So in other words, check our foreign aid policy with foreign nations.
Yeah, so Augie raises an important distinction. Sovereign does not mean foreign. Sovereign in the case of tribes means you govern. You get to govern yourself. It's about self-governance. But it does not make them separate, does not make them foreign. I mean, they still vote in our state elections. They vote in our federal elections. I represent them. The governor represents them as well as their tribal chairman. It does not put the tribal chairman at a peer level with a governor or at a peer level with a congressman. They talk a lot about government to government. That's sort of handy when they want it. But they're sovereign just in terms of their own governance internally. It has nothing to do with how they're treated externally by other government agencies. They're subject to Congress. That I think it's sort of a horrible existence myself. I wouldn't want to be subject.
Yeah, the whole system needs reform, doesn't it?
It does. But
a texter here says, please, it's time to make them a sovereign nation then, not a buzz phrase. Really make them a sovereign nation. Level the playing field where they must support themselves. Sounds cruel, but they'll lift themselves with the fruit of their labor. Is not a bad thing. It's how strong nations are built.
It certainly worked for the United States of America. I had a friend once who referred to reservations as America's failed experiment with socialism, and in many respects it has. It is the clearest laboratory of socialism, really communism, as we have in our own country. And it's unfortunate because they have not been able to benefit from this great capitalist society that we have in the rest of the country.
Anything else, Augie?
Well, I think it's time for tough love. You know, ride the storm out, and let's do what's right. Not to sound discriminatory, I have relatives that are, one that was full-blooded Native American, nieces, nephews, and whatever else. And you look at UND, the Sioux tribe from Devils, they got the vote, but their own people to the south of us didn't get a chance to vote. So internal discrimination, politically incorrect, I would say.
All right,
that's all I got to say.
Nice to hear from you. Thank you.
Good points.
I love North Dakotans when they say that's all I got to say, and I've said a ton.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Is there anything on your mind? We have 45 seconds. You can have the.
No, I would just wrap up with this. Just, you know, this being Jack Dalrymple's last day, just thank him for his incredible service. All those years as John Hovind's lieutenant governor, where he did yeoman's work, real workmanlike lieutenant governor, obviously knows the legislative process very well. And then these last 6 years with Drew Wrigley, just been wonderful, and he's had a roller coaster to say the least. And unfortunately, it wraps up with this situation and with the protests and whatnot. But a great governor, great CEO, Scott, and of course, pride of Castleton. I don't know how Castleton let somebody from Arthur sneak in now. I don't know if he gets on the same billboard or not, but pretty darn close. But anyway, job well done, Jack Dalrymple, Drew Wrigley. You deserve a break, but don't stay away.
Well said. Well said. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time as always. Congressman Kevin Cramer here for every hour, every week rather, for an hour of Talk Radio Town Hall on What's On Your Mind. More coming up with Governor Dalrymple next.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features WSI Executive Director Brian Clipfel discussing how safety affects a business's bottom line.
It's also a good business sense. I mean, if you want to make a profit, if that's your main thing, safety is going to be one of the things that's going to help you out. You know, the main thing with a good safety program in the companies that we work with is that they need to have the upper leadership supporting safety. And I think if they can get the upper leadership to support safety and work down through the organization and stress it as this is how our business operates, you are going to be safer and you are going to be more successful also.
Learn how to effectively communicate the value of safety to your management team during the NDSC's 44th Annual Safety and Health Conference, February 20th through the 23rd in Bismarck. Find special WSI and NDSC member discounts and see the full course lineup at www.ndsc.org.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Top of the hour, we're back on What's On Your Mind, live from the state capitol in Bismarck today, brought to you in part by our friends at B-Mobile. And, hey, the Christmas crunch is on, and if you're looking to take away some of the hustle and bustle and the scrambling, they have a great holiday program called the B-Mobile Be Rewarded program for everyone. Provide special discounts, exclusive offers, free gifts on your birthday, and a lot more. Join Be Rewarded and receive exclusive weekly offers all month long. BeMobile.com/BeRewarded. Stop at Seaman, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wapit, and Valley City, Devil's Lake, or Botno, Minnesota, Detroit Lakes, Thief River Falls, or Bemidji, or online at BeMobile.com. Connect to communicate at BeMobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. Next on What's On Your Mind is the good governor of the great state of North Dakota for one more day, Jack Dalrymple. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm great, Scott. Good to be with you.
Thanks for taking some time on us on the final busy day here. Do you remember the first time you walked into this building?
Oh, boy. Walked into this building. I do remember the organizational session in 1984, right after Wes Belter and I were elected out of District 22. And we came into the House chamber looking for a place to sit, and we didn't see any rules or anything. So I sat down in George Sinner's chair in the House. His sign was still in front of his place, and Wes sat right next to me. And we were two lost guys. I remember that.
Finding your way as new freshman legislators.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, wow. That's a lot of years of service to the great state. As you look at that suite of service, starting in the legislature and then ultimately lieutenant governor for those years with Governor Hovind, and then as governor, if you had to pick out a sweep in time or a highlight or two, what do you remember most?
Well, that's a lot of water over the dam, over 32 years. And I love the legislative branch. I thought that was a great experience. 16 years in the House, many years chair of appropriations. I was always a numbers guy. I always felt like, that's where the rubber meets the road, is where you put your money. And enjoyed it very much. But in those days, 80s and 90s, we had very little to work with. We just scraped and scratched and tried to come up with a couple of extra dollars. That was what it was all about. So when I moved into the executive branch, within a couple years after John Hoven and I were elected, things really started getting better for North Dakota. And it was a whole new experience. So we actually, were able to talk about some pretty big ideas.
As you talk about your experience as a numbers guy, as a legislator, lieutenant governor, governor, where would you put us currently? The fiscal soundness, if you will, of North Dakota, and just the obviously with commodities up and down, those things ebb and flow. But how is the balance sheet today as it compares to the highs and lows you've seen over that sweep of time?
Oh, we're in great shape still, Standard & Poor's still ranks us as a AA+ credit, and after many years of just tremendous growth in our economy, we've had a small pullback from a very high peak. If you compare this budget to the 13-15 budget, it's pretty close. So, yes, we are off of our high peak, but we're still, at a great level in terms of, 5-year growth, 10-year growth, 15-year growth, right up there at the top of the nation.
We've talked before when you've joined us just about your sense of the economy and how it ultimately impacts North Dakota. What are your thoughts on does it smell with oil inching up there in the mid-50s and OPEC doing what they're doing, and just after any tough time there's always an edge to the cloud, right? What is your sense of where we're going? I mean, does it feel like things are going to bounce back pretty quick here?
I think we have a great long-term shale oil play in North Dakota. And I thought it was interesting, actually, that our production was actually up last month, back up over 1 million barrels a day. That tells me that, even though the drilling activity has been, much lower than it was a couple years ago, all of the activity is on the really prime prospects, and the wells that are being brought in are very high producing wells. So, when you see that production holding up, even at these price levels, that is a very positive sign. That means there are wells out there that are so productive that they do work at lower prices.
Your entire time here and in government, if you had to say, I am most proud of this, what would it be? What do you consider an accomplishment that maybe wasn't in the newspaper, wasn't front and center, but was something you're most proud of? What would it be?
Well, there's many different things. On the policy side of the equation, I'm very proud that we were able to completely reform the way we do K-12 education funding. We were able to get rid of a lawsuit. We were able to reduce property taxes through school districts by, about 70%. And then we were able to completely reform the way that we fund higher education in the last 6 years. We also totally reformed property taxes in general. So many legislative policy breakthroughs that are going to be long-lasting. Some people, have said that I'll be remembered as the education governor because of the breakthrough on the lawsuit and many of the changes that we made. But other people, like especially out west, tell me that they think I'll be remembered for all of the infrastructure investment that we made during the last 6 years. As you know, Scott, billions of dollars in roads, highways, bridges, interchanges, bypasses. We've made an incredible surge forward in that area.
We talked to Jim Arthaud yesterday. He was given a Virtuous Leadership Award at the University of Mary at a luncheon yesterday about where the prices are going and what he sees coming back. And he talks about 60 being the new 90 because of the efficiencies that have come. And he just said, we're in such a different place. The new normal is very different when that price does ramp up and the activity ramps up because of what you just said, because of, having to operate in almost like battle-like conditions before, where that activity was ramping up without the infrastructure, and now to have the roads and the housing and everything in place. So completely concur with that. How about the disappointment? If you had to look back and point to something that you would have liked to see go another way, what would that be?
You know, I don't really have anything on that list. I guess I finally had enough time in office that I got to everything that was on my list. And I'm really feel good, you know, that we were able to put a check mark next to just about everything.
Anything undone that you would hope that Governor Bergen would take the mantle on? Anything you'd like to see him sort of continue from your tenure as a priority?
You know, there isn't probably any one single thing. You know, I think the general principles that we've worked on are going to be very compatible with the way Doug Burgum views the world. Keep taxes down, especially property taxes, as much as possible. Fund your priorities, but be, you know, very efficient in government in every way that you can. And I think that we've really laid out a plan that he's going to find is going to work very well. You know, this business of government is really a marathon. You know, every day, like a politician gets asked, well, you know, what are you going to do today? You know, and you have to have an answer to that question. But in reality, it's a long haul. It's what have you been able to done over the last 5 years, over the last 10 years? And if you keep doing a good job of making policy decisions over an extended period of time, that's when you really see great progress.
We've had a number of calls throughout the 126 days now, the Dakota Access Pipeline protest, expressing frustration with a lot of layers of government, but specifically sometimes directly at you, to say, I wish the governor would do more or do something or whatever. What do you say to those people that are frustrated, that see the situation as having been mishandled by you or by state government?
Well, you're talking specifically about pipeline crossings or...
Yeah, I think mainly the other protests kind of continued. You know, the truth was hard to find. That frustrates people, right? They see just rampant lawlessness, where if somebody was down there camping, they would be treated one way. And meanwhile, you have, you know, these encampments that are illegal. You know, no one specific thing, but I think just the sweep of 126 days, people are frustrated. They don't think that enough's been done. And occasionally I hear it specifically directed at you. That comes from, you know, obviously the seat you're in. People are just
sure
going to put that on the governor, and I just am curious if you how you respond to that criticism.
Well, I think, you know, everybody is frustrated, you know, with the situation that we've had in Wharton County. I'm frustrated with it. I think it's understandable that everybody is. It's something that, you know, in 126 days we haven't been able to solve completely, and this has come down on us from outside North Dakota. You know, who are these people? They've arrived from all over the country. How did this get going? First, it was, you know, some talk about the tribe didn't like the route of the pipeline. But as you know, it's now turned into something completely different. It's all about national environmental activism, huge organizations bringing in huge amounts of money and lots of people. A tremendous challenge, and of course, none of it has anything to do with a decision that would be made by the state of North Dakota. It's all about the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The federal government has to make a decision about an easement, under the Missouri River. You know, that's what's frustrating, is we can't get that final answer. We can't move on. We're kind of stuck in the mud, having to just try to maintain order every day.
Governor Jack Dalrymple, our guest on What's On Your Mind. One more segment with him. His final day as governor of the great state of North Dakota. We'll continue our conversation after that. If you have a question or comment, text Todd 701-226-8503 or give us a ring at 800-228-0550. More after that.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute.
your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. Soybean producers interested in intensive soybean management should attend one of five Getting It Right meetings scheduled in North Dakota. North Dakota State University Extension representatives will discuss soybean research and 2016 production issues. Meeting dates and locations are Thursday, January 5th from 9:30 to 3:30 at the Lignite Community Center in Lignite, Tuesday, January 24th from 10 until 3 at the Masonic Lodge Meeting Hall in Candu, Wednesday, January 25th from 10 until 3 at the Cobblestone Inn in East Botno, Thursday, January 26th from 10 until 3 at the Memorial Hall in Washburn, Friday, January 27th from 10 until 3 at Downtowner Banquet Room in Napoleon. For more information, contact NDSU Extension agronomist Dr. Hans Kandahl at 701-231-8135.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Looking for that perfect Christmas gift? We all are, right? Well, I found one. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Vince is here to talk about saunas. You're the biggest sauna dealer in North America?
Yes, we are. Have been for 4 years running. And
What is a sauna?
A sauna, at the end of the day, is a box of wood with a heater in it. But it's more than that. It is the best health and wellness product you could buy because it does so much for you. It detoxifies. It relieves stress. You're sweating out the bad stuff. You're boosting your immune system, Scott, which means you don't really need a flu shot or you don't need to take that pill that the doctor was giving you. It's that good a product.
What kind of price range are we talking?
Saunas start at $12.99 up to $20,000 with everything in between. I mean, you can design, build your own sauna however you want it to be. That's the beauty of it.
Just plug it in and take advantage of all the health and wellness benefits. Plug it in. Simple as that. Don't have to own your home. Do it in apartments. It works. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Table 2, number one sauna seller in North America. Minot, Bismarck, Fargo, and Grand Forks 2.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By 11 before the top of the hour, our last chance to chat with Governor Jack Dalrymple as governor. We'll probably chat with him plenty, but not as governor. Final day is when do you punch out?
5 o'clock today.
Is that right?
And
is that like in the Constitution or something, or is it just the day? Or
well, it's the day, I guess. Yeah. Well, okay. I guess I could be pretending I'm governor till midnight. You know, the Capitol won't be open. So
are you moving out of the governor's residence and all that too?
Oh yeah, packing the boxes and loading up the cars and
don't give him the keys till 11:59 though.
What do you What are you going to do? What will fill your days starting tomorrow?
Well, good question. I mean, Betsy and I are going back to the farm at Castleton, where we've always been, and you know, we're going to keep doing that, same as we always have. And I guess we'll have more free time than we've had for quite a long time. And maybe travel a little bit, see the grandchildren more often. And, you know, down the road, I don't know. Maybe I'll feel like I want to do something something else as well. Who knows?
Politically, you mean?
No, I don't think politically. Although, you know, public service is kind of like a big category. And, you know, it could be something public-spirited of some kind.
You have, you know, were part of the leadership of Dakota Growers, obviously, and have been part of companies and things here. Are you looking to be on a board or, you know, get into any kind of corporate governance or anything?
That's a really a good question. I've been wrestling with that, you know. I guess as any person who's kind of coming up on semi-retirement, you know, would it be interesting to be on a board? I'm not sure, you know. I'm so used to, you know, being on boards where I'm serving as the chairman or, you know, actually, you know, providing the leadership. I don't know what it would be like. And a couple of things like that, I might just have to try and see how it feels.
Off-air call here for you related to your meeting the other evening with Chairman Dave Archimo of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. Do you have that, Todd? All right. When you have that ready, let me know, Todd. There's a text here, too, from Lee in Bismarck. Says, a sincere thank you to Governor Dalrymple for his decades of service to our state and his wise and steady hand in the pipeline protest situation. Ditto to what's on your mind. Thank you, Les. I think I said Lee, but it's Les in Bismarck. North Dakota's got to be a great place to be in public service because it's retail politicking at its best, right? I mean, people... It's not like you're distant from people. You shop in the grocery stores. You go to the restaurants, and people aren't afraid to just come up and let you know what they think, right?
Well, that's right. I mean, we have such a great state. You know, I'm not sure people really appreciate how great it is to live in North Dakota. And we are doing so well, and we have made so much progress, and our economic growth has been so great. We've got great education, we've got great people, and the future is incredibly bright for our state. We have so many good things going, and I think if people could see what other states deal with on the East Coast and the West Coast, you know, they would really appreciate our state even more.
All right, go ahead and roll that question for the governor, Todd.
Once again, the tribe screws themselves by bleeding the casino. What are the odds that the chairman's meeting with the governor was to beg for money from the state to keep the casino alive, and yet they're going to try to make the white man feel guilty for the whole thing? Again, isn't it interesting? Maybe guys should just cut them off from all money and make them survive on their own like the rest of us. That's all I got to say.
All right, two things on that. Was there a request for money in that meeting from the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe?
No, we weren't really on that topic at all, and the casino didn't come up.
You have talked about focusing on future relations, which seems to make good sense. Obviously, you know, you got to get out of crisis mode from the current situation. But do you see a willingness, a real open willingness and a difference in the current leadership of Standing Rock, Chairman Archibald, to you know, begin a new one relationship?
Well, we'll see. I mean, the proof is in the pudding, and we'll see what develops. But I talked with Chairman Archambault about how the state of North Dakota and the Standing Rock Tribe have been hurt by these events. It has been costly. It has not been anything that people want to go through. And that should make us allies in this situation going forward. We should be working together to bring this to a good conclusion. And, you know, they nodded when I said that. I think they know that this has turned into something much different than was originally envisioned. And we should be working together to, you know, write the end of this story.
Governor, we appreciate your time very much. Unfortunately, we're out of time. We could talk for another segment or two, but the show's done, and it's your last day as governor, so our last chance to chat with you as governor. But appreciate all the access and the time. And
you bet, Scott, and thank you, you know, for all your years of great coverage of events in North Dakota. It's a great asset to have a radio host that is actually conveying news and information to people. It really helps. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much, and wish you all the best in the grandparent business.
Yeah.
Full time.
Okay.
And who knows what the future holds. We'll look forward to finding out what you got next. Thanks a bunch.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Governor Jack Dalrymple, our guest on What's on Your Mind. Tomorrow, another day of our coverage from the state capitol and a new governor. So join us then on What's on Your Mind. For Todd Mitchell and our entire crew, I'm Scott Innan from the state capitol, Bismarck. God bless and thanks. Bye-bye.
TitanOutletStore.com is the place for great deals. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. If you tell them Scott sent you at Titan Outlet Store, you'll take 11% off their best price. 2013 Wishick 862 Disc Arrow, 30-foot single-fold heavy-duty tandems with highway tires. Blades measure 29 inches across the unit, and it has disc scrapers at all the gangs. Your best price, minus 11% now at TitanOutletStore.com. Stop and see them. I-94, exit 6, just south of I-94. Titan Outlet Store. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.